It's a beautiful space. The first time I actually went up there, I was taken by the shape of the building, the fact that the hall is circular and welcoming, almost, I guess if you can think of masculine and feminine qualities of buildings, I think that the hall is welcoming in a feminine sense because it's almost like a womb-like space when you walk in there. Very welcoming, very warm. The sound quality is fantastic.
If you walk into this hall that Noka Tula is talking about, you'll see fluting all around the perimeter, and that is a direct draw from the Romanesque. And when I say Romanesque, I mean the stone Roman structures. In the amphitheaters, there were means of dealing with acoustics in a hard rock venue where, if you can imagine, sound would bounce around like a BB in a boxcar. You'll see that around the perimeter of the building and in warm wood tones.
Yeah, the wood is very striking when you walk into the space because it does great things for instruments. It warms up the sound, whether or not you're playing a wind instrument like the clarinet we're all going to hear, or the string instruments, which of course I'm partial to because I play. It really helps the sound, and there's an immediacy to the sound in that space, which I think we all enjoy as performers.
Once you get up close to the rocks, the wind, the trees, the birds, and whatever wild animals happen to be in close proximity making noise, sounds waft around. It's really interesting. Sometimes you hear something and it's gobbled up, it's gone immediately. Other times a very subtle sound a half mile away comes your way, just moving in on the breeze. So that was kind of instrumental to try to create the feel of being up close to that land, whether you're inside or outside. And this has been lost in this day and age, and especially in our culture. Architecture is not the building. You know, it's not the walls. It's not the roof. It's the space. If, as Mies van der Rohe said, less is more, and the simpler it is, the more adaptable it is, and the more interesting it can be with what goes in it, both people and elements. And it's a canvas for any creative form that may happen there. If it's two-dimensional on a wall, if it's three-dimensional out in the space, if it's animated, if it's musical, it's all going to be taken care of there.
This will be, what, my fourth or fifth season playing up at the Creative Life Center in Sedona. I'm looking forward to it.